We begin the current daf, Masechta this Erev and daf Ayin Gimel. Begin Taste of Masechta, begins with the Gemara, with the words of Daniel Besra Malka, that Daniel was in the gate of the king. Taste brings Rabbeinu Chananel's interpretation regarding this pasuk that the Gemara brings and what its intent is. Because the Gemara brought a brisa that someone who has five women who get a portion from the husband, and each one has their own house, and so to five slaves, that they get a portion on the estate, but they stay in their own house. So we had a machlekes. Rabbi Yudman Maseir says that the women don't need to join the Erev and the slaves do. Rabbi Yudman Bava says, no, the slaves don't have to and the women do. So Rav explained what's the reason of Rabbi Yudman Bava, and he brought a pasuk about Daniel Bisra Malcolm. So Pirish Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel gives an interesting twist on this pasuk, where he actually has his text is, Bisamonech, and the mnemonic is that Bava, which is Shar, which is a gate, Tra Shar, and the word Tra, which the words of the pasuk is, also means gate, which Pirish Tesis explains what this means to say is, according to Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, is Behudah ben Bava, his word is Bava, who matir ba'avadim, he's the one that permits this slave, the servant, because of Bava v'Sra, HaKol Shar. The word Bava, which is his name, and Sra, which the gate here referring to the Eved, all are Shar, and therefore we see he's the one that holds that the Eved is the one that does not have to join the Eved, which Tais explains. And there it would seem that there's a double understanding over here. The Maisi Krol Siman Ulatam Ludvarv, that the pasuk here, first of all, is mnemonic to recall who's the one, the Shebidim Bava, who said this halacha, but additionally, that's where we see what halacha regarding the Eved. That the Eved is considered, the Sra Malka, that he's in the gate of the king, that he's considered as if he's always in his presence, and therefore, he does not have to join in the Erev. Tinek says the master begins with words of the Gemara, Boimine Abayim Rabba. Abay is from Rabba. Chamisha Shekar Bayruvim V'chulu, if five people collected the Erev, etc., which Tinek can explain, that why is Abay asking this question from Rabba, if he knows this price. The question he asked him, which was discussed in the previous daf, five people collect their Erev and their Chatzar, and then they want to go ahead and join with another Chatzar. So the question was, do they each have to bring their own bread, or was one enough for them all? So Rabbi said that, yes, one's enough for them all. So Taisa addressed the question, although Abai definitely knew the price that we brought in the previous daf, because of the slave peg mishit you in the Gemara, the Prime Testament base parach minol Rabba. Abaya asked from this price on Rabba, because the Kamala he said to him l'didach kash l'bashmul kash. According to you, it's difficult. According to Shmuel, it's difficult. Kabe erev mishum kini. When the Gemara they discussed regarding his erev as halacha of acquisition or is it that of a dwelling place, which that was the machlekes. But either one, Rabba Abaya had asked from that price, so he knows the price. So why is he asking the halacha of the price? So that's Taisus right. He's not really asking Rabba the essential question. He just so that when he answers him, like obviously from the Brisa, that it's enough one heir from them all, that Lahachas Lemustin to ask from him then, oh, wait a second, how does that resolve? Well, with the Aloch of a Mishnah, but again, it was only a lead off, it was only a Aliyub, but it wasn't really for the question itself. Tunix says, Mazda begins with the Gemara, Kirabim Dom or Kirin Dom. Do they have the Aloch like many or like an individual, which Tais explains what's exactly this question of Rama Bachama, because Rama Bachama wanted to know a father with a son, and is that considered like they're one unit or as more than one unit? So Pesach Bekorinches Rashi explains the Le'inyan Beis Chasei Zulav Nemizu. The question is regarding when you have one quadrant from within the other quadrant. That Namasei Perik will learn at the end of the Perik that says Bim Hoyishol Yechidin, that if the inner quadrant was of individuals, meaning there was one person there, in Tzrich La'arav, then they don't have to join the Eber to outer quadrant, that the outer quadrant should be permitted, because since they're Materes Bim Kaima, they're not going to be Eisen Shalai Bim Kaima. So Mibayilein, that's the Gemara's question. Im Ava Banai Darm B'Pnimis, if the father and the son are living in the inner courtyard, Icha Shibik Yechidim, are they considered like individual, and therefore they're not going to make it Asra on the outer courtyard? Oy Karama, are they like more than one entity, because the father is one house and the son's another house, and therefore they would make it forbidden on the outer courtyard? That's how Rashi explains Rambacham's question. And that's his Tesha Temelur, it's a wonder to the read. Because the Mimasnit and Shamin Le the Muchacha, we hear the halacha from our Mishnah, which is obvious. The Ein Abu Banai Yosim Zelzev, the Mishnah tells us clearly that the father and the son, when they live in the same estate, that they don't make it forbidden one on the other. It's not like another person in the courtyard that it's a problem that they don't have joining the heir. So says the Reed, but Kimin the Leasu, since we see clearly from the Mishnah they don't make a better one than the other. So Imkain, Habilo Regla Mutas Bukemis. So then Halacha, that's considered what's called a person right of way in his own area that he's permitted. And that we know the Halacha is Ve'enoi Sarah Shleibim Kamer, that does not make it forbidden in not its own place, meaning the outer courtyard. That is the whole Halacha of when we say there's an individual, doesn't make an usher, is because he's permitted where he is. So here the father and son, even if you're not going to be Yechidim, that is the Halacha like Yechidim, which is the regular Matas Mekamer. So we already know that answer. So what's the Gemara's question according to Rashi? So on that says, Taisa Vishnu, what you could say is, the Mekabli Pras Mibayli. The Rambam Chama's question was regarding if the son receives food, a portion from his father's household, and the question is Mesapkele, what Rambam Chama was in doubt was that imas niten mismuchen al shulchan avim mamash, wasn't sure is the halacha of our Mishnah, which was also speaking about that they get food from the father's table, but that was Toma where they literally eat by the father's table, not like as we're going to shortly quote that the Gemara mentioned from Rav. That was that they did take out. No, that maybe it's talking about that they literally ate by the father's table. Ah, well, so wait, so don't ask from the Mishnah on Rashi interpretation because of Ahasim who they took on the Arab, Kishainim on Dior. Yeah, there the father and the son, they don't have to make an Arab when there's no other dwellers over there because the Hanik Tzaz, Masha Smukha Mepas, because at least it helps somewhat the fact that they eat on the father's table, the bread itself. And that's Avagav the Mokam Lina Garim. Even if you're going to say, oh, where you eat is not the primary, it's where you sleep. But at least the fact that they also eat over there on the father's household, not just take out the food from there. Oh, okay, maybe over there, that's why they're going to be considered Mutez Mukam. Makabli Praz, but if they take out from their parents' house, they don't eat over there. So then Avagab the Enimum the urine, then that was Rambam Bochum's question. Maybe even though there's no dwellers over there, yeah, maybe Tzrich L'Arv. Maybe they would have to go ahead and make an Arab, and therefore that's part of the question. When the father and the son are in the inner courtyard, maybe they would be problematic, what's called regular Surbim come, and maybe it would be also on the outer courtyard. Well, maybe, and this was the other side of the question, Masnitin Makabli Pras. No, maybe the Allah of the Mishnah was when it says that they got a portion from the father's house, so it could open a Rav, like Rav had explained, where they didn't even eat by the parents' house. They just cash and carry. The Amma Hassam, Malkam Pita Garim, because Rav had said that the primary is based on where you eat. And so, wait a second, sounds like from the Mishnah, Malkam Lina Garim. So the Gemara says, no, because it's actually where you eat. And although they're getting food from there, they're Semchan Shulchan Avim, but they're not even eating there, they're taking it out to eat in their own house. So since our Mishnah is Toma that they take a portion from the parents, but they don't eat over there. And still we see that when there's no other dwellers, that you don't have to make an Erev. Oh, so that's the other side of the question. So we see that they're Mutez Memkana, and maybe it would not make it a Sar Al-Khatsayna. That's the question, according to Rashi, why wasn't obvious, like the Rehad asked from the Mishnah. No, wasn't sure exactly what's the case in the Mishnah. Now, based on this, so Tyson that has to resolve. So what's Rav Chisda bringing right from the Braisa? Oh, that you see this case of the father and the son. When there's no other dwellers, they're like Yechidim, and you don't have to make an Eruv. But the Braisa doesn't say explicitly we're talking about the Mekabli Pras. Maybe the Braisa is talking about that they're eating in their father's household, and therefore they don't have to make an Erev. But maybe if they were Mekabli Pras, like we're describing was Rami Balchama's question, maybe you would have to make an Erev. So what's the rhyme from the Braisa? That's what he says. Maisi Rami Braisa. No, still Rav Chisda brings a proof in the Braisa because the stem. Generally, when you're mentioning a case, when there's a father and a son and the teacher and the student, that they don't eat by their house when they're semichin al shulchanim, they take out from there. The cook is in there, but they eat in their own house. And the reason is because they sleep in their own houses, so they're going to eat in their own house. And therefore, it's as long as it doesn't say explicitly that they eat on the father's house, we could presume that it was out, and therefore that would be the right from the Braisa. That's talking about the same case Rambam Chama was asking regarding Makabli Pras, which again, we couldn't bring a right from the Mishnah because maybe the Mishnah is not talking about Makabli Pras, but rather that they actually ate on Shulchan Aviv. But it says Taisimila Mashma Klal Lamikim, but it doesn't seem correct this interpretation to explain for Rashi. And then from Nir Lari, it appears to the Ri a different interpretation. Rambam Bacham's question regarding the father and the son was, but the leka b'chala mavei el ava b'noi ayif rabbi tamid. The whole mavei, the whole large area of the alleyway of the neighborhood, is only a father and a son and a student and his teacher. The bata mechatzer shalem psuch l'mavei. It was their houses and their courtyards that opened up into the alleyway. But kiven shakala mavei shalem. Since the whole mavei is theirs, mishtakachas teres ayif. What's going to happen is that you're going to forget the whole laws of an Erev and that whole Mavi, because they're not making an Erev because they don't have to. So therefore, that was Rav Chaim's question, that you're right, although generally father and son are like one, but maybe in such a Mavi we should require an Erev because they're only going to make Shetuvim Avayis and they're not going to have an Erev. Generally, you have other people, but here, that was part of the question, that maybe, but most definitely, they, when there's other people, they are considered as one. The question was, well, over here, maybe they would have to go ahead and make it. That was the question of ki chidim oy karamdam. And then explains the read. The second question that he had was regarding if the mavi is permitted with lecha b'kayra, becoming by leinam. His question was also dimtim. So if you're going to say in tzuichal arv that they don't have to go ahead and make an air because ultimately they are like yechidim, mavi shalem nita b'lecha b'kayra loy. Does that mavi get permitted with a lech in the kara or not? Because maybe that mavi is not going to be permitted with lech in the kara because it's only when you have bat mechatzes pesuchim l'teicha. And here it's like considered like one chatzer, and therefore it would be like yechid. But therefore maybe it would not be permitted with lech in the kara. So these were two interpretations of Rav Chaim's question. Either that we're talking about, and that was the reinterpretation for Rashi, that we're talking about that they get a pras, they get a portion from their father's household, but they don't actually eat over there. And that was the question, the Mishnah that says that they're permitted, and that what's called Muteres M'kaimai, maybe that's talking about when they're Oichan al Shulchan Avihim, but Mekabli Pras, they would have to join the Arab, or maybe the Mishnah is even talking about Mekabli Pras, the way Rav says, and still you see that they're considered Muteres M'kaimai. Or the question is, the way that we said it, is that we're talking about that, no, in that whole Mavi, there's only a father and a son. And the question is, maybe over here, Chazal would be more machmer to require an Arab so that they don't forget the laws of the Arab, or maybe not. That was the other interpretation of this question of Rav Chaim, his three different questions, starting with Karam Dami, O Aiki Yechidin Dami.